Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be cloudy, snow developing this afternoon. High of about 24 degrees. Winter storm warning starting at 2 o'clock. We'll talk about that in just a second. Right now in Kenosha, it's 12. In Burlington, it is 9 degrees. In Milwaukee, the temperature is 11, also 11 degrees in Racine. Get ready for yet another round of snow on the weekend. That'll be the third in a row as we all try to get those holiday plans finalized. AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams says the winter storm warning will begin at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Now through 2 o'clock, some flurries, but they're not going to amount to anything. And then between 2 and 8 this evening, the snow can pick up again, and we could be getting a couple of inches during the evening commute and early tonight, so it could be very slippery at that point. And then overnight, several inches, so that by morning we could easily have 4, 5, 6 inches of snow on the ground. Then it looks like there's another break or lull tomorrow morning and midday, where it's snowing lightly but isn't really doing that much. Could even be a little sleet and freezing rain mixed in. But it's not going to be the kind of situation where we have bare ground and then there's little rain and we get a skating rink, because there will be all the other stuff first. And then round two of the snow could be tomorrow afternoon at night with another several inches. So when we're all said and done, there could be 6 to 10 inches on the ground.
The snow ending by Saturday evening, then Sunday going to bring some biting cold temperatures. Monday, the start to a warm-up. Temperatures heading upward toward Christmas. Emergency situation this morning in Kenosha County. A traffic accident along Highway K. Serious injuries reportedly involved. Flight for life was requested. At least 2 patients extricated, according to the initial reports, but we don't have any other information regarding that accident. But the Sheriff's Department in Racine put out a report regarding a crash that involved a fatality, a vehicle versus pedestrian accident on Highway 20 at 53rd Drive in the town of Yorkville, this occurring late yesterday afternoon. First Sheriff's Squad on the scene confirmed it was a pedestrian and that life-saving measures had to be started. Union Grove Yorkville Fire Rescue personnel arrived, took over those measures, but unfortunately the pedestrian, a 53-year-old woman who lived in the area, would not survive. The driver and the occupants of the vehicle involved, they did stay at the scene, according to a news release, and have been cooperating with the accident investigation. The 20-year-old Racine man accused of driving the car that slammed into a city DPW worker, Mark Gates, allegedly was texting just before the accident occurred on Washington Avenue, just east of Ohio Street, Wednesday morning.
20-year-old Benjamin Bell appeared in court to face the charges. He was not injured in Wednesday's accident on Washington Avenue, just east of Ohio Street. According to court documents, several witnesses reported a Ford Mustang was speeding and weaving in and out of the traffic lanes before slamming into the garbage truck. A passenger in the car told investigators Bell was texting just prior to the accident. Investigators say there were skid marks that began just west of Indiana Street, extending to Oregon. The right wheels of the car then mounted the snowbank before hitting the truck and pinning Gates, who was pronounced dead later in the day at Frederick Hospital. Bell is being held in the Racine County Jail on a $100,000 bond, and a preliminary hearing is scheduled for next Wednesday. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Law enforcement agencies all across Wisconsin have now launched their annual campaign against drunk driving, and it's going to last through New Year's Day. WRJN's community conversation yesterday included Racine Police Traffic Investigator Dan Nelson, who says it can be a safe and enjoyable holiday season with a little forethought as to the eventual outcome.
If you know you're going to a family get-together, or you're going out to dinner or something like that, many times people, you know, they have a drink or two and they're not really paying attention. Maybe they have another one, and before you know it, they've lost count and now we're over a legal limit, and whether it's a crash or a traffic stop or some violation later, and they thought they were okay.
State Patrol joining with other police and sheriff's departments, getting grant money to put extra patrols into specific areas, watching for intoxicated motorists over these next few weeks. The preliminary hearings for 2 Burlington Karcher Middle School students accused of conspiring to commit second-degree intentional homicide has been postponed in favor of a motion hearing that's been scheduled for mid-January. A 15-year-old girl accused of creating a list of people she wanted killed, including her father, and sending it to her 14-year-old boyfriend. Court documents indicate the girl told Burlington police she knew the boy would not kill anybody, felt relieved, in fact, after sending in the list. She felt no longer she had to deal with him. Boy told investigators that he wouldn't actually go kill anybody on the list because he's not a psychopath, according to the court documents, but he wanted the girl to know that he had her back, unquote. The girl's mother had notified school officials after finding the list on her daughter's phone. New report out shows Wisconsin health disparities. They need to be addressed. Dr. Patrick Remington at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health says state gets a B- for overall health, but there are some outstanding issues.
People living in rural communities and inner cities and minority populations and people with less education. Those are the groups that are really suffering. Poor health outcomes, less healthy behaviors, and that doesn't have to be so.
Also concerning, he says, Wisconsin's health ranking has been dropping for two decades. Wisconsin now ranks 20th in the state-by-state analysis. And the Milwaukee Bucks paid tribute to the late TNT broadcaster Craig Sager last night in his flashy wardrobe. Players emerging from their dressing room wearing Sager-inspired warm-up shirts, outlined with a jacket and tie and made complete with colorful polka dots. They wore the shirts in the warm-up for their game against the Bulls. Even mascot Bango joined in the recognition of the late broadcasting legend. Craig Sager died of leukemia at the age of 65. The December 15th deadline to sign up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act has been extended to the 19th, in case you hadn't heard that. No such extension reportedly existing for Iowa developer Rodney Blackwell to repay back the city of Racine on a $4.5 million loan in reference to the Machinery Row project. As of right now, the status of that is unknown. City was reportedly going to have some kind of a press statement regarding it last night. Did not come. That leaves a lot of questions unanswered this day after the deadline. Business signage in the city of Racine, it's been a struggle all year with the Plan Commission, mainly with stores at Regency Mall. New requests, though, surrounding an existing church and school setting on the near west side. Regarding a sign replacement proposal, it conflicts with current ordinance. Living Faith Lutheran Church, used to be Atonement Lutheran at Wright and Kinsey, wants a new electronic sign to replace the old hard letter style sign to present a new name and also to allow more messaging. City planning staff, multiple problems, though, with the sign, including close proximity to nearby homes. Commissioner Ann Brodig noting those multiple problems, not just one, would impact the neighbors regarding the church.
We're not just talking about the light or the scrolling message. We're talking about setback, educational facility, days of the week, and I am concerned about the precedent that this will set.
Commissioner Tom Durkin suggested, and Mayor John Dickert agreed, perhaps revisit the city ordinances rather than flat-out deny the church's request.
I would love to see a whole series of limits put in there, like no flashing graphics, no rolling signs, no scrolling signs, standard bang, there's your sign. And after a certain amount of time, you can switch it, but there's not all this moving, shaking, and everything else going on around. That attracts people's eyes from the road.
The Plan Commission decided to defer the request pending another look at the sign ordinances, which allows the church to make some simple changes on the existing sign, basically allowing the new name of Living Faith Lutheran Church. The Aarons Company has signed a lease for a 600,000-square-foot building in the village of Summers to house a new distribution center. It's the first phase of First Park 94 that's currently under development by First Industrial, the new Kenosha County facility to consolidate operations that Aaron has across the Midwest into a single, larger, more modern, and more efficient facility. A number of speakers are expected at next Tuesday night's Racine County Board meeting, with the agenda calling for a vote on the proposed sale of the Ridgewood Care Center. County Board Chairman Rusty Clark at this week's Executive Committee meeting said that he wants to make sure everybody knows their comments are still welcome on this issue.
So with this letter, I'm trying to at least make sure that we are allowing our citizens to have the ample opportunity to speak at the next county board.
County board rules limit citizen comments to a total of 45 minutes, though Clark noted that time frame could be extended. Each person would have 3 minutes to offer comment individually. Full county board meeting at 6:30 next Tuesday night at the Isgrove office complex. Consideration of the resolution to sell the nursing home to Villa Healthcare for $10.5 million. Another resolution about holding an advisory referendum also on the agenda, not being supported, though, by the executive committee. WRJN.com, that's our webpage, and we'll keep our newscast there in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.